been?
Nothing. Is this yours?
No.
Oh, yeah, me too. Okay. We're good. Morning. How y'all doing?
Good.
Everyone good? You know, we're at the point in training camp. We've been going against each other, you know, for a couple weeks. It is nice to have a game. You know, these games are critical for us in terms of seeing where our guys are. The biggest thing, obviously, is evaluating offensive players for me, for us, as an offensive staff. You know, I think based on the way we've practiced that we have a lot of guys that have improved and are better now than they were 2 weeks ago. It's been very, very competitive. Our defense has given us a lot of different looks. Our defense front is playing awfully well. So they've tested a lot of our younger players, which has been outstanding. But like I said, it's time for us to go play a game.
What are you most interested in seeing in a game situation?
I'm sorry, they got...
What are you most interested in seeing in a game situation?
Well, you know, I always tell our guys, we've had the two night practices. And it's obvious if you're in the stands or on the sideline that the tempo, you know, it goes up a little bit. And, you know, some guys rise to that and some guys struggle with it. Well, in a game, the tempo goes way up. And I don't care if it's, you know, in the first quarter or the fourth quarter, guys have the ability or they have an opportunity to show, you know, if they're going to respond to that or if they struggle with it. And that's the thing you're looking for. And then, you know, you want the things I said, we've shown improvement. You want those things to show up in a game.
What was your philosophy, whether it's head coach or offensive coordinator, about the preseason and we want to score, or if we don't win, that's okay, or philosophy?
Anytime you go play, you want to win. And it's, you know, it's the way we've all been brought up in sports. I mean, you go play, you want to win. And I always tell our guys, we're not getting you ready to go play a game. We're getting you ready to go win it. Now, there's things that happen in a preseason that can affect you one way or the other. So what we talk about our guys is when you're one-on-one matchup, when you're group matchup, offensive line, when you're matchup in terms of making good decisions if you're a quarterback, play winning football, you know. And again, when you're segmenting it, sometimes you can't get the kind of rhythm that you would normally get in a game where you get 60 plays.
Will Adrian play at all?
Pardon me?
Will Adrian play at all?
You'd got to talk to Coach Zimmer about that, you know, but he's been practicing awfully high level, so I'll leave it at that.
In terms of the running backs for a backup running back, how's the battle going between Jarek and Matt? And do you see that there'll be a defined backup running back, or will it be situational between those?
If we get the next four games to evaluate those guys. But if off today's evaluation where we're at, I could see us using both of those guys because they bring different things. And you know, last time we talked, I told you, you know, how I felt about Matt, and he's continued to practice at a high level. And Jarek is doing a nice job, and I think you all see him when he gets the ball out in space. You know, he can really go, and he has done a good job running the ball inside. So we're just getting them all ready. And again, I always tell him, if a guy can make a play, we'll get you in the game and give you an opportunity to do it.
Teddy seems to be struggling a little bit in practice so far.
Who, me?
Teddy. Bridgewater.
I just have a different perspective than all of you, and it's not right or wrong. It's because I look at it differently. We are doing a lot of things. There's things we're doing with Teddy that we would never call in a game. We're trying to find out where he's at in terms of what he can do. I think he's playing at an awfully high level. You know, those two guys have, in competitive situations, have both had over 150 passes, each of them. That's 300. That's over half a season. Okay, they've each thrown three interceptions. Okay, one of them for each guy was a bad quarterback decision. One of them for each guy was a receiver, either fell down or ran a poor route. And one of them I thought was a great play. So if you throw three interceptions in 150 attempts, you're playing a high level. Now there's no full speed rush. It's not like a game. But I'm excited about what Teddy's doing. I'm really excited about how Matt's playing. You know, we're not going to win every play. If we had not thrown an interception, you guys would be wanting to know what's wrong with the defense and why aren't we intercepting any balls. It's us against a pretty good defense right now. I think they're getting better, and it's been extremely competitive.
What would you like to see from each of the quarterbacks in this first preseason game?
You know, in the first time playing, and particularly for Teddy, you know, I just want to see him manage the game. And he doesn't have to be sensational. He needs to make good decisions. He needs to protect the ball. You know, get our group in and out of the huddle, get us into the right play, get us into the right protection. You know, that's the biggest thing about managing a game. And then, you know, he's going to make plays. I mean, when he's had opportunity out here, he's made plays. He's made big plays throwing the ball up the field, big plays checking the ball down. So I think for a young guy, his heart's going to be pounding. He's going to have butterflies. You know, it's I don't know how many games this is for me, but I will too. You know, that's why this thing's so much fun, and you know, that's why we go do what we do and the way we do it.
How much do you want the two veterans?
Pardon me?
You mentioned Teddy, but what would you like to see from
the veterans? Well, you know, we're going to get, you know, however long Coach decides the ones are going to go, well, you know, these guys have played football, and we're still trying to get everyone on the same page with the new scheme, but I'd like to go same thing. It starts with managing the game, but then I'd like to go see us have good offensive production.
How much do you want to see Teddy, whether he starts or not, get some time with the ones to get a better evaluation with that unit?
You know, I like what our second offensive line's doing. We need to play Teddy with the first line. We need to mix a lot of players. I think we're still trying to work that out in terms of exactly how we want to do it. I know Coach Zimmer has a plan in place. And then, you know, because he and I have been doing this a while, we're going to be very flexible with the plan. So it'll be numbers of plays, and we want to see Teddy play, yeah. He needs to play to get, you know, to get through that first time going out.
Norv, what's your assessment so far been to the offensive line?
You know, I think Matt probably had his best day yesterday, and that's a key for us. And missing as much time as he did with his injury, you know, he's probably behind the other guys, but I think he's catching up. And I think the other guys across the board are really having pretty good camps.
Last couple for North.
What are the pros and cons of calling plays for you from the press box or down on the field? Do you ever favor one or the other? Does it matter?
Well, it's probably less hectic up top. You know, you get that's the upside of it, and you can see things a lot better. When you're on the field, you're depending on someone upstairs to help you. When you're on the sideline, I think you get a feel for the game and that. You know, how the game's going and where you are offensively as a team competing against that defense, you can feel it a little better. So I just flip it, and I'm going to rely on the people downstairs. And if Jeff says, hey, we're wearing these guys down, we got to go, we can run it now, then he's going to relay that to me, you know. And obviously, if we're having a tough time with this protection, you know, he's going to relay those things to me. So it's still communicating. I've been upstairs.
Yeah. Coach, how often do you look at last year's offensive numbers and say, hey, we need to improve here? Do you not even look at
them? You know, it's hard because you can be 14th in the league in offense, and the 18th or 19th team is 10 yards a game ahead of you. I mean, some of those numbers that people get caught up in don't mean a lot. You can be way up in that league in offensive stats and be averaging 100 yards a game in the fourth quarter when you're way behind. So a lot of the numbers I don't care about. We need to take care of the football. That's the number one factor in winning and losing. We need to protect the football. We need to win that turnover battle each and every week. And that's a team stat, but offensively, obviously, we have a lot to do with that. And then we have to play great situational football. We got to play great in the red zone. We have to play great on third down. And as we've all seen over the last two or three years, if you don't play good in 2 minutes on both sides of the ball, you're going to struggle. So those have been our points of emphasis, along with, you know, putting in our system.
Coach, you mentioned offensive lines becoming one of the hardest positions to play. How beneficial is it to go up against Coach Zimmer's defense every day in practice with all the multiple looks?
It's been outstanding. And we keep telling our guys, you know, if it's, this is complicated, it's hard, we got to, everyone be on the same page. And when we are, when we have been, we've done all right. When we've had mental errors, we've had guys come clean. It gets easier, in terms of, you know, recognizing and adjusting, because this scheme is very complicated. But still, you know, now it becomes more of a physical battle. But I think the combination of the players we're going against, our defensive front's very good. I think our corners are playing well. And then going against this scheme is preparing us for when we see these type of things down the road. All right? Thanks.